Ascentria Care Alliance, based in Worcester, has been helping families fleeing Ukraine and coming to Western Massachusetts, including Lydia's. Since welcoming their first family in April, they've been inundated with what they call walk-ins, or unofficial refugees seeking services. Caroline Davis is the program manager at the Ascentria office in West Springfield. She joins us now. Caroline, welcome.
Hi, good morning.
It's great to have you. So I understand there's a lot to talk about here, but I want to start with understanding what a walk-in is when you refer to somebody versus a legal refugee.
Sure. So when we typically resettle legal refugees, these are individuals who have been identified by the United Nations Refugee Agency. And it's an enormous vetting process and application process that individuals go through abroad. Refugees could wait upwards of several years to 20 years before they're officially placed with a country and then separately placed with a resettlement agency on a local level. So it's an enormous process to go through. And these individuals who have come from Ukraine are not going through this normal refugee resettlement process. So by all means, they are refugees. They are fleeing their country because of safety and security. However, they're not officially designated by the United Nations Refugee Agency. So Ukrainians have independently fled to the Mexican border, where they are able to cross or were able to cross up until more recently. And they've made their way up to Western Massachusetts because we have a very large body of Ukrainians, over 10,000, who've resettled over 20 years. And they're reuniting with family members, friends, and finding safe haven in our Western Mass community.
So I'd like to talk more, Caroline, about that experience in supporting the families who've arrived there. I do feel like I've got to address the elephant in the room in listening to that story. One can experience deep compassion and also be aware that there are people who have come from other countries and tried to cross at the southern border or have tried to come into the United States, for example, Haitians and Afghans last summer and fall, where it wasn't the same story.
Absolutely. So at this point, Ukrainians are going through a more streamlined process. The Biden administration announced a new program called Uniting for Ukraine. So rather than admitting humanitarian parolees, the Ukrainians who are crossing the border, they're given a status that's called a humanitarian parolee status. This essentially means that they're legally eligible to be in the United States and they're permanently residing here. And that was a process that was very informal up until April 24th. Now, all Ukrainians who would like to be resettled in the United States independently need a community sponsor. So this could be a family member or a member of the community. They file an application on the Department of Homeland Security's website. These sponsors go through a vetting process. They're background screened and they're providing proof that they can support Ukrainians for upwards of 2 years financially.
Okay.
And this form is, it's once the application is then approved, Ukrainians can then be resettled and placed in our Western Mass area or throughout the country.
So let's come to Western. Yes. Yeah, let's come to Western Mass now, Caroline, and let's talk about what it looks like for Ascentria Care Alliance to be helping families who have arrived from Ukraine. What are you doing for them? How do you find them? How do you connect? Walk us through that a little
bit. Well, it's not hard to find them. They connect with us. So we have several caseworkers who are Ukrainian. They're connected with the larger Ukrainian community. We have congregations who are actively supporting the efforts both abroad and in our Western Mass community. When Ukrainians come to Western Mass, their family members end up connecting with our agency, either caseworkers or directly calling, asking what resources we're able to provide, what they might be eligible for, what the next steps are. And there's a lot of unknowns when family members reunite, and they're looking for points of contact with a resettlement agency so that if status does change, which means that their eligibility for state and federal funding, if that does change, then they would have the ability to access that and the support behind it. At this point, they're not eligible for that, but what we are able to offer as an agency, we call them into the office, our Ukrainian caseworkers do an intake with them. They take all documentation. They hear stories. They get connected with the clients. And we are able to provide in-kind donations. So it could be anything from household supplies, toiletries, furniture, if somebody's moving into their own apartment, to providing clients with tablets and connecting them with resources for ESL classes. That's one of the most urgent needs for many people. Ultimately, all individuals need employment authorization cards. This gives a humanitarian parolee the ability to work legally in the United States. When they cross the border, they're not given that. And so it prohibits these humanitarian parolees from legally working. It's a process. The application can take upwards of several months until it's approved. And it's also a fee-based application. So as individuals who are coming into the country, have fled, have very little resources, and are not employed, it is costly.
So,
as an agency, we're trying to find those resources to help clients apply and assist with those applications.
What about day-to-day living expenses? And does everyone have a family member to live with? What about, shelter, residence, those kinds of things?
At this point, everyone is connected with family. These are either direct relatives or friends. There are congregations in our area who are also supporting the community, the general community, and offering resources.
And school systems, are you finding welcoming school environments for families who are coming with kids? What's that process like? I mean, I just think about the level of disruption for a child. And needing to come into a welcoming environment in a new place.
I'm very grateful for our school systems in Western Mass because they're very accustomed to the refugee resettlement process in our area. It's not new for them, nor is the Ukrainian-based population. So some of our ESL enrollment intake specialists at several of the schools in Westfield, West Springfield, they are Ukrainian themselves. And it assists with the process. We have now enrolled 68 children in schools very successfully. But that being said, the trauma of resettling to a new country, into a new school district, and not speaking the language is always going to be a challenge for any immigrant or refugee.
So I spoke recently with Senator Ed Markey. We were talking about his call to President Biden to expand the number of people coming from Ukraine that the U.S. welcomes. And one of the things we talked about is we are a continent away, Caroline. We're far from the border. We're far from home. What about the possibility of returning? And are the people that you're supporting thinking about that? Is that part of the aspiration? Or are they coming here for a new home?
Absolutely. It's certainly a mixture of sentiment at this point, because there's uncertainty of how the Ukrainian crisis is going to continue to unfold. Many clients would like to return at this point. They have left family members there, husbands, brothers, those who are in the fighting, and they would like to be able to return and to help rebuild Ukraine. But there are others who may have been waiting for resettlement here with family members and would like to be placed here permanently. So there isn't a consistent story, but we certainly see those who would like to return, those who would like to remain.
What do you think is the most important thing you're doing to support families?
Staying connected with them and providing as much social support as possible. We have a lot of Ukrainian volunteers in the community who are providing that support, but ultimately allowing people to understand that so much is up in the air. So much is to be determined in terms of the next steps for them and their resettlement. and you know, just staying updated and making sure to inform those clients. If there's anyone in the community wanting to support Ukrainians, there are multiple refugee resettlement agencies, not only in Western Mass, but throughout the state, that are also offering similar services and attempting to support these Ukrainian walk-ins. And if there are members of the community who are interested in assisting in whatever way, connect with those resettlement agencies, because the wheel doesn't need to be reinvented.
All right. And that is Caroline Davis, who is program manager at Accentria Care Alliance, their office in West Springfield, Massachusetts. Caroline, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.